President John Evans Atta Mills arrived at Donkukrum, the capital of the Kwihu North District of the Eastern Region. We have on the line our correspondent, Ceci Ya, to tell us more.
Hello, Ceci.
Last night, President John Evans Atta Mills inaugurated a boys' dormitory for the Bevro Presbyterian Senior High School. Then he also inspected a similar project for the girls' dormitory, also being constructed at a cost of 500 Ghana cedis. You know, the President Mills did all these assignments in the evening last night. As the President is at the moment in Donkukrum, from here he will move to Amankwa Krum and inaugurate a classroom block for the Amankwa Krum Senior High School. The President will also inaugurate a dormitory block at Donkukrum and then inspect feeder road work on the Chelsea Dwarf Island feeder road. Then the President will move to Eche Amankrum Mami Krobo Water Project. We will commission Eche Amankrum Mami Krobo Water Project at Mami Krobo. Then the President will return to Eche Amankrum to Kwahu Adosu. Then we'll come back again with a pontoon to inaugurate a 6-inch classroom block at Bipong Senior High School. He will inaugurate a similar project at Impetia Senior High School. And also instance project of work at the same to Apatia St. Peter's. Then there will also be another inauguration of Glory Station and Endeavour Grounds at the city. The President will from there return to Cocodia and then in the evening have a meeting with regional party executives. This is the itinerary for the President for today. President is so moving on to Endeavour Grounds where the Donkukrum people are celebrating or at the arrival of President Mills. I've seen school children, adults, both young and old. They're all here welcoming the President.
That was Ceci Ya telling us about the President's tour. He's now on the line to give us an update. Hello, Ceci.
Hello, Akosua. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where is the President at the moment?
Yes, at the moment the President is in Donkukrum and exactly at the Donkukrum Agricultural Senior High School where he's about to inaugurate a 12-room girls dormitory for the school. This facility is a two-story put up by the government at the cost of 560,000 Ghana cedis. A while ago, President was in Amankwa Krum where he also inaugurated a 6-inch classroom block for the Amankwa Krum Fisheries and Agricultural Technical Institute. The Minister of Education, Betimo Idrisu, asked the district and the regional directors of education to meet him in Accra so that they can come with the problems confronting education in the Kwahu North so that when they sit down together, they will be able to find an amicable solution to the problems facing them. At the moment, it is the Minister of Education, Minister of Local Government, Rural Development, who is about to address the students. We have a well-attended people here. We have students, we have people from Donkukrum and other party people all here to observe the inauguration of the Donkukrum Girl Dormitory.
So there are some things is the stronghold of the ruling party. How was the President received there?
Yes, the President received a tumultuous welcome from Mofra Desu, where the pontoon that brought the President went right away from there all the way to Amankwa Krum. So people followed President Mills. I know this is a farming area and the communities are scattered. But then, looking at what we have, there's a sizable crowd that followed the President all the way to Amankwa Krum. And then from Amankwa Krum to a sizable crowd has also followed the President down here. And I must say that this event is also a reminder to the people. As the President kept telling them, that they should have faith in his administration and that they should not lose hope. This attracted a large applause from the people. So the people are excited to see President Mills. He also told them that they should not worry. As government prepares to roll out a development project, it will keep on, you know, it will keep on satisfying their needs as and when it's necessary. But then they should remain focused and have faith in the administration of Professor Mills.
Tell us about the pontoon ride, Seth. How was it?
Yes, the pontoon ride was an interesting one, Akupia. As the president set off, we had about 8 canoe paddlers, you know, being assisted by outboard motors, entertaining President Mills all the way from Kwahu East to Kwahu North. It was an interesting spectacle, Akupia. The people were, you know, singing, ramming on board the canoes, and some of them were displaying some antics, you know, making sure that toting the boat to the left and to the right, crisscrossing in front of the pontoon, crisscrossing behind the pontoon. They eventually provided, they eventually escorted the president, the pontoon, all the way to Abu Fadosu. And the president was so excited. He got to understand that the president, you know, had to get on his feet. He danced along some of the scenes that the people were providing. It was an interesting spectacle. And the president, you know, said that if he had the way, he would have joined the people in the canoe to further sing and dance.
So what's next on the president's itinerary?
Yes, from Dongkok, from President Mills, we expect the Tiasi Dwarf Island feeder road. We will also inaugurate the Ike Amount from Mami Krobo Water Project at Mami Krobo. Then we will again get on board the pontoon from Ike Amount Road to Kwahu Adosu. Then from there, the president will also join again the pontoon to commission a 6-inch classroom block at Bipong Senior High School. Then a similar project will also be inaugurated at Mpatia SC Church. Then, and that same the president will also expect ongoing projects and also inaugurate lorry station at Dema Grounds at the TC. From there, the president will return to Fodia and then in the evening meet with NDC regional executive at the residency in Kofodia.
Looks like you have a busy day ahead of you, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Abuja.
You heard our presidential correspondent Cecilia telling us about the president's tour of the Eastern Region.